Hello, I'm Aiden, and I'm going to talk about the Roe versus Wade case that occurred in 1973. The participants of the case were Jane Roe, which is a fake name, but we know that her real name is Norma McCorvey, and she was a single pregnant woman. She was the appellant in the case, which is, by definition, a person who applies to a higher court for a reversal of the decision made of a lower court. The person who responded to the case was Henry Wade. The advocate or the person who supported the idea for Roe was Sarah R. Weddington. The advocates for Wade were Robert C. Flowers and J. Floyd. The main problem that led to the case was the law in Texas that made it illegal to have an abortion except to save the life of the mother. The plaintiff argued that the banning of an abortion violated her constitutional rights. To argue against this, the defendant had to make it so this was false and the law was just. The precedents that were used were the matter in cases of birth control pills and drugs that led to an abortion, along with the states that had already legalized abortion. This case went to the Supreme Court because a woman that was pregnant and single did not have a choice to have an abortion, since it was illegal in Texas during that time, and was only available if it was the last resort. The court agreed to hear this case because it was against the government, and most specifically, the law of Texas, and it had viable reasons, along with claims supporting that it went against clear rights. The rights that were involved in this case were the 1st, 4th, 5th, 9th, and 14th Amendments. The question raised was, does the Constitution recognize a woman's right to terminate her pregnancy by abortion? The court's decision for the case was in favor of Roe, and that women may have an abortion, taking into consideration the variables. This was decided because the court ruled that Texas law was in violation of the 14th Amendment, or the right to privacy, since women do have the right to choose. Although the state favors not having an abortion, during the first trimester, it is up to the woman. During the second, there are some restrictions, and during the third trimester, there are even more restrictions, and could eventually be banned totally. The vote count of the case was 7-2. The majority decision was that the right of having an abortion is protected by the 14th Amendment. The decision that was made was that abortion was allowed, but how extended that is depends on the factors that vary, including the trimesters. I think the case allowed women to have a choice when it comes to deciding whether they want to keep their unborn baby or have an abortion. The impact of the case on America was it leading to an abortion rights movement in the 1980s. In this act, there are going to be people that disagree with it, and the opponents made more of a mark in the 1990s. This also allowed women to have a safe abortion without having to resort to dangerous ways to get rid of the baby. I think the case was fairly settled because although it might not be the best way to handle things, it is the mother's baby, and if they do not want to go through with the pain or the struggles of having a baby, they should at least have the right to make a decision on it. Taking away the ability to make their own decisions makes it seem like they have no say in the matter. Thank you for listening to my podcast on the Roe versus Wade case. Bye!